We'll continue with halachas of shehiya, and specifically what's called chazara. Last year we learned the basic rules of keeping food on the fire when Shabbos comes in. What we learned, that was about a month ago, we learned is that food which is cooked, we learned the halacha that if it's cooked a third, it's good enough according to what we paskin. So then you can leave it on the fire. You can leave it being heated up for Shabbos. But if it's not cooked, then, or according to some shittas, even if it's cooked, but not fully cooked, it's not mitztamik v'raler, it's still in, you still, it gets some benefits, so then you're not allowed to leave it on an open fire on Shabbos. It needs to be grufa or ktuma. Grufa means removed from the coal, from the source of heat, or ktuma or covered, and we will get back to this grufa ktuma today, a little later. But before we get to that, I want to cover the halachas of chazara. So that's regarding shehiya. Shehiya means keeping something on the fire, keeping it heated up when Shabbos comes in. Then there's another set of halachas of when you remove something from the fire, can I put it back? So let's go back. We'll go to the first Mishnah we learned last time, which is the Mishnah beginning Parakira. Parakira is the third Parakira of Shabbos. Havlam Avol on the base, and the Mishnah says the following. Kira shisigur begasho gavo. He heated up the kira with straw, different type of straw. Noisim a tafshil bekefav eitzim, which is the strongest source of heat. Type of wood or the dirt of a vineyard. Lo yiten ad sheigro if achiten sehefer. You need to remove the coal or cover it with ashes. But shamorim imchamim lo tafshil dafka hot water, not food. Leave that aside. Tumim chamim v'tafshil. You can put any type of food on the fire. Say not only you can remove from the fire, you can also return to the fire. Says the Gemara. Gemara brings the suffix. That's what we learned last time too. The Gemara is Mesupak. How do you learn the Mishnah? And the Gemara gives us two tzedotim. Don't give it back. You can leave it on the fire even though it's not covered. The ashes are still there. The floor is still there. We learned last time, that's the maskana. The Mishnah is talking about lehachze. That's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is now referring to putting on the fire, because putting on the fire, you're allowed to do it. Referring to, if it's on the fire, to go ahead and return it to the fire. Remove it out of the fire, put it back on the fire afterwards. Now, what do you mean you take it out of the fire, put it back in the fire? When do you put it back in the fire? So, Tosfos right over there on the spot speaks about the idea that putting back in the fire can always be a problem. Meaning, the concept of putting back in the fire is whenever you take a pot out of the fire, the question is, can you put it back in the fire? Putting it back, you could be that you move the pot before Shabbos or after Shabbos, or after Shabbos came in. You want to put it back in the fire. And that's what Tosfos speaks about over there. I maybe should have been also the first line of the Tosfos. Tosfos says, you have it on the top, in the top of the middle of the page. Tosfos asks, and if you took out the pot from the fire in the morning, can I return it in the morning before Shabbos? Obviously, yes. Right? I took out that pot from the fire Friday, 9 a.m. I want to put it back in at 30 a.m. Shabbos didn't come in. Of course you're allowed to. So says, if you can boil the pot before Shabbos, meaning you're going to put on the pot, but until the pot boils, Shabbos comes in, also la'achzir. And now I'll put it back. That's the chazor we're talking about. And then he says, even we're talking about Shabbos. All we're going to bring with this Tosfos says, we talk here, say if it's before Shabbos, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you remove something from the fire, you have to put it back. Or, you took something right before Shabbos, you want to put it back a minute before Shabbos. If the pot already cooled off, pot is not boiling, you get to the same halachas that we're talking about, chazara, which means returning something to the fire, needs to be in a certain, has to have certain conditions. What are the conditions? Well, the conditions are, it needs to be, that's first of all, the Mishnah says, it needs to be the source of heat is not there. It's either covered or removed. Now the Gemara goes ahead and says, the Gemara goes ahead and right below the Gemara we saw before, Gemara Lamed Ches, and the Gemara adds a few more conditions that need to be fulfilled in order to remove a pot from the fire and put it back in the fire. Let's see what the conditions are. Only if the pot is still in his hand. He took out the pot from the fire. If it's still in his hand, then you can return it. If it's going for kato, it needs to be in his hand. But he put it on the ground, not. Why not? The idea is, the Chazal said, you're not allowed to put a pot on the fire on Shabbos, even though you're not cooking. But to return a pot to the fire, there's some cases that you're allowed to. What's the definition of returning? It means it still needs to be the same act that you had before. So the Gemara is going to give us now a few rules where you have you're dividing the first cooking and the second cooking. The first cooking is you put it on the fire. Now you took it out of the fire to put it back in. What is it considered to be? Now it's a new act. So, well, if you took it out of the fire and put it on the ground, it's gone. You basically finished your first cooking. Now you're doing a new cooking. You're now going to start cooking on Shabbos. And that's not heating on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you took it out and put it on the ground, it's over. The Gemara brings a machlekes. He did it for himself. Some hold, even if you put it on the ground, you can still put it up if it's hot. It's still in his hands, okay? So it's on the ground, it's also. If it's on the ground, it's also okay. It's also okay. Now that is one condition the Gemara brings. Second condition the Gemara brings. Only if he has in mind to return it.
Independent of whether it's the floor or not.
Oh, so the Gemara discusses very good. If you put it on the ground, meaning you need to have both conditions. That's what the Gemara says. We'll get back to that in a second. Ikadam is someone to make it lakula. And the Gemara brings these two tzadim, and then the Gemara brings other questions. So what comes out from this Gemara, the Mandoma who's Machmer, holds that you need to have two conditions when you take out a pot from the fire to put it back in the fire. A, it needs to be still in his hand. He can't put it on the ground. B, he needs to have in mind to return it. If he took it out, it wasn't intended to return it. Took it out. You know what? Let me put it back in the fire for a few more minutes. I can't do that. He needs to have intent, and he needs to be still in his hand. That's what the Gemara brings over here. Now, the Ran, before we go into Shulchan Aruch, the Ran, in the top of the page on the left, says, all these chumras are only if you remove it before Shabbos. If they're removed on Shabbos, we're still okay. Look at the Ran. For the fees, there's the Ran on top of the page, in the left. He took it out on Shabbos itself. Wants to say that he's coming to make a... See, as we learned in the Torah before, the Torah says you speak about sighting again before Shabbos, they take it on Shabbos. Says the Ran, what we're discussing right now is only when we took it out before Shabbos, right before Shabbos. If you took it on Shabbos itself, you don't have to have all these conditions. You think it's the opposite. But the idea that then it's already considered to be already, you started the process on Shabbos. That's what the Ran learns. And that's what the Ran says. This is the kulo of the Ran. We don't pass like this. We'll see in a second. But we have this as another place to make. The Rambam obviously doesn't say that. Look at the Rambam. And right below the Ran, the Rambam, when he brings the halacha, he says, also, you put it, leave it on the fire. Take it out. You can't give it back. You don't give it back. You can do it only if you put it on top of a kira, which is the top of oven, which the source of fire is covered or removed. We're not getting into that. You can't put the kira on the floor. Oh, The Rambam says even on Shabbos, if you put it on the ground, you can't put it back. The Rambam doesn't mention the Daiser Lachz, the second condition. So you need to have the intent to bring it back. Doesn't bring it. But that was the Rambam. But you see from the Rambam, he's speaking even on Shabbos itself. You took it out, you need to have these conditions. So we learned right now.
What was that thing? Was that some kind of black? You said an oven that's not
right now. It's a regular oven. So we're talking about what is the Gemara say? You have to have three conditions. You have to have three conditions. Well, let's go. I'll get to that. Three conditions we learn from the Gemara. Yes, one, it needs to be kira's oven, gufo ketumah, which means you don't have the source of fire. It's either removed the coal or it's covered. Or second thing is it needs to be in his hand, and not put on the ground. And third is, do you need to go? It has to be his intent to go back and put it back when he took it out. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Bring the Shulchan Aruch, save base in Reishon Gimel. Some of them we're learning now. Kira shi grufa uktuma. You have a covered oven, meaning you don't have the source of heat. We'll get back to it in a second. We'll get later today to how do we apply it today. Venota lagderi me'aleh, you remove the pot from it. Afilu b'shabes, mutar lachziro, you'll not return it. Kozman shehi ratachas, if it's still hot. Now, condition number one says the Ramah, lohi de b'yoda, it needs to be still as that. Veloi nicha gemekaka, the Shulchan Aruch continues, they need to put it on the ground. V'dai soy lachziro, as the Ramah, he needs to have in mind to put it back. So Ramah is the one who adds the second condition. Not only needs to be in his hand, he needs to have the intent to bring it back. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Davka al-gabo techos, only on top of the oven, not in the oven. And that's what he says. Now look at the Ramah. I'm going to skip a few lines. And the Ramah goes on and says, V'yeshoim, some say, the kol zeino asur ele kishantum akir b'odurim. He brings the run. It's only if he took it out before Shabbos. V'lo yichzir ad chashech, and he returned it on Shabbos. He took it after it became dark. Even if he put it on the karak, it's mutter. And here the Taz explains why. That's what we spoke about before. What's the svara? Says that nira tan. What's the reason? Taz butla atwon harishayna. He took it before Shabbos. It's over. He's starting again. Have a kabbalat chil with Shabbos. Starting again. Kavush kesar Rashi. Al adasim nichal gebekarak. But shaking it with Shabbos is considered to be the same act. So that's what he brings. Now I cut off here. The Shulchan Aruch should be in the next line. The Ramah says v'chenu agim la'akil, but the next sentence of the Ramah is v'toyv la'achir, better to be machmir, and that's what we pass in la'alof la'ise. As Ramah says toyv la'achir, which means that if you took it out of the fire, you put it back, even on Shabbos. You're not makel on Shabbos. You need to have the conditions. It needs to be kira gufo k'tuma, meaning a covered source of fire. It needs to be in his hand. And he needs to have daiser lachzer. Need to have all three conditions. That's what Ramo basically says. That's supposed to be.
What was the first one?
The source of fire has to be covered. That everybody agrees to, by the way.
You also had another thing about the food has to be
hot. Yeah, great. Right. Very good. Very good.
But that was
the
list. That's
the Rapashot. But you're right. You should have mentioned. It's to be hot. Source of fire has to be covered. Needs to be in his hand, and he has to have the intent to put it back. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings. That's what Shulchan Aruch Ramah brings the halacha. You need to have all these conditions apply. Now, the Biur Halacha brings over here. If you see the Biur Halacha,
this is the same if the food is cooked or not cooked, or half cooked, or doesn't matter.
The food must be cooked by then. Meaning, food has to be cooked. And if food is not cooked, if food is raw, you can't put it back on Shabbos, because you're going to cook on Shabbos. Food has to be cooked. Now, food has to be cooked. And the Ramah brings, it has to be fully cooked, not half cooked, even though Shlish is usually good for Shehiyah, but if you're putting back on Shabbos, you'll make a full cook, Zapah. Right? If it's not good at cook, you can't do it. Even though sugar, that's what you said over here. Okay.
Talk about solid and liquids. Are we talking?
Right now, we're talking size solid liquids. You take it out of the fire, See, the chiddush is, it's a good point. This is something we'll get to. The difference between solid and liquid. But assuming you're going in and you're taking out of the fire right now, you're talking about liquid. Assuming, like, which liquid is more of an issue always. You're taking a liquid out of the fire. It's still hot. If you have the intention to bring it back and it's still in your hand, you can put it back. Okay?
Like soup.
Soup. Right? Now, let's see the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings here over here in the bottom left. He says, Hine mashu the tovus lechumra. We see over here that we're going lechumra. By bay shabol lezeb gemara. The whole questions we had in the gemara. It has to be in your hand. Does it have to have intention? You need to have all that. You have the two things. I mean, except the first two, which is hot, and the source of it has to be covered, which everybody agrees. But also, I kept it on the ground. You have to have both things. But if it's on the ground, but if it's on the ground, even though he has an intention to bring it back, he you know, I'll put it back. And he brings that, so the Mechaber says, the kozu dozu lishitosa, it goes to his shito. Shekosa bisoysef, achashiv, he does a shinim. Shisrila niach, bagabekaka, behold gavakos, the loika goes by amino shekosa, which is a tumo, tidal achzir, af, kishelbekaka motor. He brings some shame in the argument, so you don't have to have, even if you put it on the ground, if you have the intention to bring it back, it's okay. That's he brings some shinim. He said, and he brings the biroloch kedarko, in the biroloch over here. Mishnah Berurah brings here more barichos. He brings the shittas, and then he goes ahead and he brings other rishayim that do agree with the shittas that say that if you have the intention to bring it back, even though it's on the ground, it's still okay. And the biroloch ends, and he says, v'lefize, if you look towards the end in the biroloch, after the parentheses, efshar sheyesh le'akel, you could be mekel. If he has a mind to bring it back, if he has one of the two conditions, it's either in his hand, or it's he has the intention to bring it back. Says the Bir Halacha. If it's in his hand and he doesn't and he didn't have the intention, you for sure can be mekel. Which one of the two is better? Having on in his hand or having in mind to bring it back. So it says there the Mishnah Berurah, having it in his hand is better if he didn't put it down. Then he ends the Bir Halacha. Also if he put it on, not on the ground, he put it on a chair. So the Mishnah Berurah is like this. We have what to be mekel if you have one of the conditions. The Shechinah tells you have to have both conditions. It has to have the mind, and it has to be not, and it's still in his hand. In his hand, and it has to have the intention to bring it back. Really, if you have one of them, you have more to be mekel, more about tzorich, have more to be mekel. But the Mishnah says, okay, let's machmir both. But there's one thing I can be mekel a little bit. If he has the intention to bring it back, and he didn't put it on the ground, but it's not in his hand. Right? The Gemara spoke about two things. It's either still in his hand, or he put it in the ground. Poor man's not in his hand, but it's not on the ground either. It's on top of something.
A table.
Or the counter. Counter is the thing that we're the most common thing. You take it out of the counter. Says the Bir Halacha, you're good. Don't worry, you're good. As long as, because really one of them is enough. We want to be mad for Shulchan Aruch. So as long as Namesh Mamel Gebe Kaker, he has the intention to bring it back, then you're okay. And so says the Chazon Ish. If you look below the Bir Halacha, the Chazon Ish says, "V'yesh mokum la'akel b'nosel gabei safsol afilu be'ein da'ito la'achzei." He puts on the safsol even without his intention. The Mishnah Berurah says, "If you have the intention, so even without the intention, but tziruv da'as ha'ran." Because the Ran says that always when you take it on Shabbos, you can bring it back. You don't have to have neither of the conditions. So he says, if you put it not on the ground, it can be a mekel. Umikomukum la'ir la'achzei b'chazor nichol gabei karka afilu da'ito la'achzei shkin das. Says the Chazon Ish, if you put it on the ground, namish, and even though you have the intention, don't be so only on one of them.
Is the ground the equivalent of like the refrigerator today? Do they store pots and stuff?
No.
And store it on the floor?
The ground means floor. And if you put it in the refrigerator, it's not going to be hot.
Put it on the floor.
What?
Why are we saying ground dafke? Ground means putting it down and starting a new action.
Exactly. Kol zman, that's a good point. What the Chazal gave us is, I have the intention of bringing it back. And in the meantime, I let it go a second, I'm still okay. I put it on the ground, it's like as if I gave it up.
Right.
I took it away. Meyer, so seemingly the gedder, the definition is like, oh, maybe that was the time, the way Chazal, I'll put it on.
Sorry,
you're putting it down.
You're
putting
it back in the fridge.
Right. It's a good era. Good point. Apaj, we never found another. I mean, putting it in the fridge, the problem is that then you lose the heat. And when it's not hot, you can't put it back. So I don't know. Something to think about. We find the definition is on putting it on the ground.
I'm just trying to wonder if in the olden days did they have holes in the ground and that's why they said the floor.
Maybe.
That was the way.
Maybe. Could be. Maybe that's where it comes from. But here comes the aloha. A person, this is what was common, especially when we were in yeshiva, we always used to do it. Comes Friday night, you come back from a spreadish, you want to eat the cholent.
You come back from what?
Bespreadish. You want to eat the cholent. Now we're going to get to Bezer Shem B'yichas Bishul, that to go in and take out from the cholent while it's on the fire is a problem. Right? Problem. We'll get to that. There's that in a few weeks from now. You right now,
until then we can do it.
You want to go in and take from the cholent, so what do you do? So you take the cholent out of the fire or the crock pot, if it's only a bottom thing, we'll get to back there. What?
Need two people. One to
hold it. You bring it. You take it out. You're putting it on the counter. To be machmir, you want to. You still hold the. You still have in your hand. You're holding the handle of the kli. You have the intention to bring it back. You open the pot, take out the cholent, and then you can put back the cholent on the fire. So you want cholent on Friday night. You're still going to eat the cholent tomorrow morning. But right now, I want to take out the food from the cholent. So I need to have it. You put it on the counter, you're still okay, as the Bureau of Local says. If you have the intention to put it back, it's still hot, and you're putting it on a covered, I said crock pot, leave that alone for a second, it was a mistake. Well, you put it back on a source of fire which is covered. That's how you are allowed to be machzir on Shabbos. That's how you are allowed to be machzir on Shabbos.
I know you said it.
If you have one of them, as we said before, you have one of them, you have one to be Samech.
And he actually mentions
Chalm.
He says,
yeah, there was a place where they went to Shul Mamish. And Samech Lo, he brings. He put it in the oven. He speaks about Chalm. The Mishmur speaks about Chalm itself.
He used to take the Chalm and bring it to, like bakery or something. Everybody used to bring their own
shawl. And heat it up there.
Yeah.
Keep it hot, yeah. Very good. So here we're talking about la'achse. That's what comes with la'achse. So you need to have these things. So right now, so you have to have these conditions. Let's say l'chatchila. Maybe they have it, again, you want to be soymechon. But yeah, l'chatchila, you want to have, the thing has to be hot, to bring it back in a source of fire, which is covered, which we'll see in a second what that means. It needs to be tied to la'achse, his mind, intent to bring it back. And it can't put it on the karka. We say putting it on the counter, you're good. That's the idea of lahachzir. If you're missing one of these conditions, then what? You can return it. Okay, we said, what happens if you have a daiser but not karka, daiser, you have what to be soymichon. But if you don't have all these conditions, or you don't have any one of them, you have a problem. So right now, this is not a shiur today, this is a shiur. We'll get back to Be'ez Hashem next time we'll learn, which will be in 2 weeks. Which is, what happens if you want to go ahead and start a warming of food on Shabbos? You're not returning something which is on the fire. You want to warm up food on Shabbos, so it's cold, take it out of the fridge. Based on what we're seeing right now, there's no place to do it. Because you can't eat food on Shabbos, you can be magzi on Shabbos. If you removed it from the fire, and you're putting it back, oh, so when you have in your mind, and it's still hot, and you put it, so, all these things, you can put it back. If I want to start the stores from the beginning, I can't do it just directly on fire. Based on 2 weeks, we'll get to how. What is the right way to do it? But that's what we have right now.
Rabbi, you said not for now, but I'm so curious. Why in the world wouldn't you be able to take cholent while leaving it on the pot?
Because there's a problem steering the cholent. It's considered to be mevashel. It's cooking. Has to do with cooking. We'll get back. We'll get to cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you gave me a hint. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So now. Now we're just mentioning this. We'll get back to this in 2 weeks, but we're just mentioning it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and Tzif Hei goes and says. Let's say you want to eat food. You want to eat a schnitzel. Well, if you have a chont on the fire, you can put the schnitzel on top of the chont. You can't put the schnitzel directly on the fire. You can put it on top of another pot. And we'll get into then all the details about this in 2 weeks. So the Shulchan does address what happens if you want to eat something new on Shabbos. But right now, what we learn, basically eating on Shabbos, if it's on the fire, you took it out, you can put it back on. You can't put it directly on the fire if it was not if it's not in machzorah. That's what it is. Now, what I want to address in this part, in the next part of this year, is what is considered to be Guruf Uktumo. So we learned that Shihiya, that was the last year, is Shihiya keeping something on the fire on Shabbos if it's not cooked, not a third cooked, you're not allowed to put it on an open fire. The fire has to be covered. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Guruf Uktumo, you remove the coal or you cover it. Now we're learning that to return on Shabbos, you're never allowed to return if it's open fire. It needs to be covered. What is covered? So the Mishnah tells us, well, covered is, you go ahead and you remove that, the coal, or you cover it. What do we do today? So here comes the discussion of the Paiskim about a blech. Right? Blech, we're talking about having a thin piece of metal, which is covering the fire on Shabbos. Right? You put it on top of the fire. The classic blech. You put it on top of the fire. The fire right now, you put it on the stove. You can't see the fire. The fire is covered. Is that good enough? Okay. So, good. Very good. That's how you're thinking correctly. So really, the poiskim already discussed it. And most poiskim hold that a blech is good. That's what they hold. Before we get to the Preskis Mayenu, then what Gnavram already speaks about, if you look at, the Shechonav tells us, a person goes, he wakes up in the morning, and he sees that his pot is getting spoiled. So what he wants to do, he's afraid he gets ruined. So he can take it out. Then he goes, covers the fire with a plate, with a cover. Right? So now he has a pot on the fire. He wants to go and it's getting too hot. So he covers the fire with some kind of a plate and he puts the pot on that plate. It says the Mogen Avraham, Da'avah the Kira Gufa Ktumah. Now that he covered the fire, you're allowed to do it because he covered it with some plate. Kiara, some pot. He put it in the pot because the Shonach Rav says. Shagderis Tosem is Pia Kira. So that's what he says. So continues the Mugravon and there it says, we can Yeshlema shall get shilan on our ovens. Sharily ten if you even if you have fire on the oven. So he says, if you have he says our ovens, we don't see the fire. The fire is covered. You have something that's covering the fire. So you could put a pot on top of that thing which is covering the fire. So the same thing with the blech. You don't see the fire, the fire is covered, you could put something on the fire. And that's what says the Igros Moshe. Over the Moshe Feinstein brings it. That you can go ahead and put, most poskim agree with it. You put on the blech, that's considered to be covered. The question is, do you have to cover also the handles? What adds and lowers the heat? Or the mere fact that the fire is covered is good enough? So many poskim say you don't have to cover the handles too. It's good enough to cover the fire because the main thing is the fire to be covered. But the Igros Moshe says it's better to cover the handles. If you look at the Igros Moshe over here in the bottom, he says, for the without covering the buttons, he calls it, with them you lower or higher the flame. Just covering the fire. So he says that's good enough. The main thing is to maybe nikar, to be recognized that you're not cooking on Shabbos. Change that to lachta gilash. You don't want to change the heat. That he says. He says better. Better to cover also the handles. You want to try to cover not only the fire but also the place where you increase or decrease the heat. That's what he says. And then he discusses what happens if you cover only the covers.
Cover what?
The handles, only the buttons. Is that good enough for that? Not taking off, just to cover it. We'll get to the second cover taken out. And he says that maybe not be enough. That's good, not good enough. because he wants to show that you're now intending to really change the source of the heat. How much is it? So that's where the blech comes from. The blech comes. We have idea. You're covering the fire, and that's how you can take it out and put it back in on Shabbos. Again, shehiya, that's what we learned last year. Depends. If the thing is cooked a third, you don't need to have the blech. But if the thing is not cooked a third, you want to have a blech too. So that's where the blech comes. That's the idea of the blech. The big discussion is, what happens? What do you do, for example? So the place can discuss, what about the oven? Our ovens today? Our ovens today, you don't see the fire. Many of them. Depends which oven. Many ovens, you don't see it. It heats up, but you don't see. There's no actual source of fire that you can touch the fire. The fire is covered. Is that mutter? So the point is, you say anything that is a norm to cover, to use on Shabbos, that's considered to be kirushayin or gruv huktum. If the regular way that you're cooking this on Shabbos, you're cooking is with, when you cook, you use... Even during the week, you use it when you don't see the fire. That really doesn't mean it make a difference. The main idea of covering the fire is for you to recognize that Shabbos and not to change the heat. But if it's oven and that's what you use the whole week, it's not going to help. So therefore, so the place keeps saying, Mechzik Mevashel too. That's also a problem. But even without Mechzik Mevashel, you have a problem of the whole goal of the cover is for you to know that you're not doing you're not doing anything wrong. You can't do it in an oven. Even a Shabbos mold, if the oven is the same thing, it just says Shabbos on top, it's also, say the place that's not considered to be Guv Oktober. Because Guv Oktober needs to be something which is more recognizable. You can look at it and you see right away, this is not the regular way. Here that it says on the screen, Shabbos mold doesn't make it. It's not enough for Guv Oktober. It's enough for thermostat issues and these type of things, as we'll see when we get to more into the details, Pesachim in 2 weeks. But But in terms of being Guv Oktober, it's not good enough.
And is it for you only, or is it also Maris Ayin, you're also worried with other
That's people? What he mentioned also. Mechzik Mevashel, there's some things that sometimes don't look right. But the main thing we're concerned right now is for you.
You won't come to
right. Because that's a Chazal saying, you're not like Ian Shabbos saying that you may change. So here comes the big discussion about what's called a plata, a hot plate. A hot plate which is meant to be used on Shabbos. Meaning, what today, right, many people use. You go to a store, they create these big plates which heat up,
right.
And their main use is for Shabbos. They're created, it's an invention for Shabbos specifically. Nobody uses it during the week to go and heat up food, to go and cook food. Maybe to heat something, to use it in trips. But the main idea of this thing is to heat food on Shabbos, not to cook it. So here, many places keep a hold, that's good enough. Let's see. Let's start with, again,
without
any additional covers. That's how many places go. Let's see the Moshe Feinstein over here. And they're right. You don't see. Okay, we said seeing anything does not help if it's an oven.
No,
it needs to be something because then you have to cover it still. But if you're talking about something which you never cook with it, you only use it to heat on Shabbos. Then many places go holds the mutter. Look at the Igros Moshe here on the right on the side on the bottom. He says in the right, "Haim mutar lechamem gederush isbashlo." You have a cooked pot, the chamak tzatz, a little bit hot, hakabim machshu shenu adu lechim v'loy bishul. It's a machine created to heat, not to cook. Ke plata chashmolit, like a hot plata, which means is a hot plate, a hot tray, that's what he says. So go, you skip to the tshuva, plata chashmolit, and eventually it's bashashom, you can't cook over there. As mutter,
you can or can't?
You can't. As mutter lamik derechamo im ein shom elam midachas lachoim peintu shti doser. We're speaking, but you have another condition. You can change the heat. Can't change the level of heat. It's always going to be the same. That's what he says. That's what brings Eger's Moshe.
You mean manufactured that way? You can only buy something that doesn't have an adjustable.
Adjustable, or you take out the adjustable knob. The Shvira Shabbos Shom Zamet says the same thing. Look at the side and towards the left. It says an Oislamet. For when plata chashvelim chayed l'Shabbos, you have a special hot plate for Shabbos. The main intention of it is to heat up the food, keep it hot. You're not used to go ahead to cooking it. You can't add the heat. It's going to be, it is the same heat. You don't have to go and cover it anymore. And that's good enough. And you can without lachzir or less together, put you allow to bring return the gdera to there, and he bring and he return the pot over there, and that's what says in the footnote. Who says it, that the Shri Shabbos was written by Rav Neuwirth and everything he went through Rosh Shlomo Zalman? So he brings in the footnote. Shamati by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, v'nimuko yomoy, his reason is with him. To bezesh shemari by Rosh Shabbos tagdil a platak azoy, he's putting it there. Crazy chashik k'tum, it's to be covered. Think I'm loyshayach atam shemichati. You can't say maybe he's going to go and play around with a fire. Kevin she'ena platam ed lebishul, because you don't use this plate for cooking. And also you can't change the level of heat. Oh, so when you today the new hot plates have a knob to make it hotter, warmer, and hotter, and you can change it. So that is a really little bit of a problem, because you see the Ramesha and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the only reason they say you can use it is because you can't change the knob. Before we get to that, let's see what Rav Eliyashu says. Rav Eliyashu, there's a subject,
now warming drawers fall into this category, right?
Warming drawers, we'll get to. Warming drawers a little more complicated. Pepashtas, warming drawers or
latas, really?
Yeah, but here you could cook in it. It depends which heat you could get into. Some warming drawers you can bring to heat, which could be used for cooking. That's why I want to leave it aside. We'll discuss it in 2 weeks, Beis Hashem. Warming drawers more in detail. But if you look at the Shuz Yitzchak in the bottom of the page, Shuz Yitzchak is a sefer that was written by Rav Darzi. And that went through Rav Eliyashiv, so that's like a... He says, he concludes, he says, you're not allowed to use a hot plate, as is. Even if you can't change the heat. Because he says, this is not considered to be a fire covered. That's the fire itself. It's just, you can't see it, but really the thing itself heats up. Like you can't use an oven, you can't use a hot plate. If you go ahead and you cover it with a tin foil, he says avo, which means like thick, but you cover it, so then it's covered, right? So then going back to the one that we have today that has a knob, you have the idea that it's a problem if you can change the heat. So either what I do in my hot plate at home, I took it out. I took out the knob, removed it. So then it's harder to do it.
And covers now. Covers also.
What do you mean?
Some of the things the hot plate.
Then you can cover it. So then that's one of the solutions. It's not there. And I put on it a tin foil on top of the plate. So then you eat so early yashiv, it's covered. He says it has to be a thick one. Ours is not so thick anymore. But you know, you sear everything together. You have and you do it in a way. That
we use a pan, like a aluminum pan.
Yeah. So that, well, I'll get to there. We'll get to it in 2 weeks when you want to heat something new on Shabbos. I was thinking right now, you're putting the soup on Shabbos, and you want to, it's not 100% cooked, or you want to return it on Shabbos if it's still hot. Especially, which is that. So then, in order to use it, you need to be able not to change the heat, and it needs to be covered. When you get to, we'll get to Beis Hashem, to warming drawers, that's really something which is more normal to use it during the week. And then when you have some warm chashash, so maybe if you cover it, it's going to work. We'll talk about it. In other words, if it's hot and you want to keep it there, and you cover it, the warming drawer, you mean to put a cover into the warming drawer, so then you're in better shape. The question is, where is the source of the heat of the warming drawer? Is it coming from the back, or is it coming from the top? That's where you get, because if it's covering the top, how do you cover the top?
So if we said, when we're talking about the plot, and then if it wasn't on the fire before Shabbos,
with the food,
yeah.
So we're talking right now of food that was on the platter before Shabbos,
exactly.
Or on fire before Shabbos.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the fire.
So on the fire. So right now we said we're going to get back there in 2 weeks. If you want to heat something cold out of the fridge, that's a whole different discussion.
Okay.
That we're not talking about right now. Right? Talking right about something which is hot, or at least warm. Right. Or you put it next to it. Samuchloy. So that will get to something which is not hot. But if you're talking about something which is hot, what's on the fire, or on the blech, you want to put it back in the blech, or you want to start before Shabbos, and you're putting in something which is not cooked, then you have to have these conditions, and we're talking about this hot plate. This is one of the examples. Now, there's one more, called a solution, to create a gruf or ktum. We spoke about a hot plate, or a blech. There's something called, let's see, the Ramon in the middle of the page. You have a Ramon in Nixim, in Rishon Dalet. Ramon says, Tanur Tuach Petit, an oven which is sealed with plaster, or tar, cover it up. That's what he brings over there. Hakol shari. If you, he speaks there about a different thing regarding different types of meat. He says any meat you could put on an oven which is completely sealed. Then you have a chiluk between the two types of meat. So he introduces the idea of toyech petit, something which is completely sealed. The Orch Shabbos, the Sefer of Gelber of Reuben, they have there in the end the question they ask Rav Osner. If you look on the side over here, you see like this. They ask him, what happens if you have a key or seal on the oven? If he says, if you remove, let's say, the buttons, the knobs, and you cannot change the heat of the oven, of the stove, is that good enough or not? It would mean the very similar that's morantly to the tzal. He said them a question. In the actually smoke with time zel asaras kaftar, removing the buttons, removing the knobs, shalagazmi of Shabbos of the stove. Sheev shalashas to great delay, shpila kibbutim chazar. Is that considered to be good enough? Said Rav Osner, the fruit muuta near it, they cannot void. So the Rav Osner says, at some place you argue with him, the Rav Osner holds, that if you are in the top of the oven, you're not able to change the heat, because you remove the knobs, and you can't play around with what's sticking out, so then that's also considered to be a guf or ktum, I mean toyach betit. So you can have, according to that, an open flame, but you're not able to change the fire, because let's say you go and you just, you know, cover completely the knobs in a way that you can't take it out. So Ramon Shem before spoke about they're just covering it like with a little blech. That's very easy to take out. But if you're in a situation where it's not easy, you need to go put back the knobs. It's completely removed. You can't really play with these knobs. So if those hold, that's also good enough. So you have here basically three ways to have Gribu Ketuma that we spoke about. One is you're putting something on top of the fire, which is the blech. The other way is you're using something which is in the main intention for it is only to heat. And then you can't change the heat, which is the hot plate. Or you remove the knobs that change the level of heat of the fire, and then even if you have open fire, it's said to be, for this intents and purposes, a groove of Oktober.
So is it so that this is just for a sign to remind you, but then again, maybe for day two when you're putting it back, maybe it has to be not direct fire? Is that the reason?
No.
The thing is only as a sign, it has nothing to do with right? Blocking a direct fire?
No. The block of the direct fire is for you not to play with the fire.
That's it?
Yeah. That's what it is. The only thing is for you not to believe that we are worried that if someone just started eating food on Shabbos, re-eating your food on Shabbos, he's going to go ahead and change the level of heat. It's too hot, it's too cold. So as long as either cover the fire or the knobs are not there, you don't have a problem.
Nothing to do with direct cooking.
Because no one changes on a gas oven, no one will play with that fire.
We're
today.
Talking about something that's right. Cooked already.
According to that, that will be, maybe it will be even better, maybe. Let's put this clear. Many places don't agree with Rav Osner. And they all the removing the knob is not good enough. I hear the Surah. Rav Osner agrees with you. But many places go, that's not good enough. Because might say, when you look at it, maybe that's what you mean to say. You see something on the fire. It looks exactly like every day. I don't see the knobs. I see the fire. Maybe you'll go ahead and do something. R'choshish. But Rav Osner says that's because you know the case of the Rav Osner about Torah Petit is that you can't see the fire. You're talking about the fire is in the oven. You're putting it on top of the oven. So Rav Osner is a big chiddush. You're doing an open flame, but you just don't have the knobs. That's a chiddush of Rav Osner. Many people disagree with it, but Rav Osner says so you have one more way to do it.
Turning the pots over so you don't put it on.
That's Shem will speak about that in 2 weeks, about how do you heat cold food on Shabbos. Right now, it's talking about hot food. You took it out of the fire. What do you do? Uh-huh. Speaking of cold food,
that'll
be an
exception. I asked you. I said, is it not direct might have something to do with putting it back on Saturday?
Right. We're speaking here about something which is hot, and you want to return it. And Beis Hashem, next week, we'll know when I have a shear, because I'm going to be away and be here to stroll Beis Hashem. But in 2 weeks, we will be talking about heating food and showers, Mr. Sure.